I don't think necessarily that, you know, players complain. I can't speak for that. So I'll just say this. When you have a new head coach, I think it's important for all players to take some time to understand what his expectations are, what his philosophies are, and that takes time. I mean, we all got together for the first time in April. There's mini camps, OTAs, training camp, and I have tried to understand what Coach has expected from me as a player, as a leader, and I think every player has tried to understand their role, and obviously we've got to experience learning from him in every phase you would want. The fact that we get to experience working with him and playing for him in the a couple postseason games in the Super Bowl, we feel very fortunate. So, but I think all players, it's up to them to kind of buy in and try to fulfill the role that he wants them to play.
Peyton, Jose Villalba from Multimedios in Mexico. I don't know how this week has been for you as compared to other Super Bowl weeks that you have been in the past. I don't know if you are more comfortable than other times. What do you think about that? And two, what do you think about everything that, all the questions about retiring or not retiring, does that bother you that it's part of the Super Bowl week?
No, it's a special week. It's an exciting week, and it makes you very grateful for the opportunity to have a chance to play in this game, Super Bowl 50. I certainly think our players understand the significance of that, and we are grateful for the opportunity and looking forward to finishing the week with hopefully a couple of good practices, and we can translate that onto the field Sunday. So, no, it's not a problem. It's a special opportunity, and I think our players understand that. We're embracing that. At the same time, we're getting prepared to play a really good team on Sunday.
Faith, to your left. Gary's the fourth different head coach you've been in the Super Bowl with. Any particular challenges with that, and how much have you had to adapt sort of along the way?
Well, I think it's important to be able to adapt as a player. I've played for five head coaches. I've heard from all of my former coaches this week, which has been special. Had a nice conversation with Coach Dungy and had really nice text messages from Jim Mora, my first coach, and Jim Caldwell and John Fox. And I mentioned earlier I called both my high school coach and college coach this week, Tony Reginelli, and Coach Fulmer. Coach Reginelli is not in great health. He won't be able to make the game. Coach Fulmer's mother has some health issues, and he won't be able to make the game. But I do think about coaches when you play in a game like this. But every coach has different styles, different philosophies, and I've enjoyed learning something from all of them. All of those men that I just mentioned, I've learned a great deal from and tried to apply it to my game and the way I approach things. And so I've enjoyed, you know, learning from Coach Kubiak this year. So continuity is always a great thing, but when you do have a chance to play for some different coaches, I think you want to take advantage and learn from them. And I'm grateful for all of those people, and I've learned something from all of them.
Peyton, you've had a lot of understudies in your career. The time you spent with Brock, how have you seen him develop as a quarterback, and how have you maybe helped that process along?
Yeah, I can't speak for how I've helped. You have to ask him that. But he has taken advantage of his study time, his repetitions, and hey, there's no question we would not be in this position without him and the way he played in the games that he was in there. It's a credit to him for being a student of the game, studying, being a real pro, and I think, you know, trying to use the previous season or whatever you learned to your advantage to make you a better player the next season, that's something I've always tried to do. I think he's done that as well, and he is, I thought he just played great in those games that he was in there, but he's a student of the game. He studies. He appreciates the cerebral part of it, and that's something that I've always thought, you know, was pretty important.
I'm Sakia from NTB Japan. This is your fourth Super Bowl. How special is this opportunity to win your second championship ring?
It's a very special opportunity to be playing in this game, like I mentioned, and to be playing in Super Bowl 50. If you have any appreciation for the history of the game, and certainly you've watched Super Bowls and played in Super Bowls, have a sibling that's played in Super Bowls, it does make it maybe even more special. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here, and as I feel like our whole team is. We're excited to be representing the AFC in this game and the Denver Broncos, and we're looking forward to Sunday getting here.
Peyton, John Elway was saying the other day that the coaching change kind of helped put you over that hump in the playoffs. Do you think you guys would have gotten to this point with John Fox and his staff in charge?
Yes. Yeah, I can't. Like I said, I don't get into comparisons. I don't. It's easy to do. But like I mentioned earlier, I was grateful to play for Coach Fox. You know, I'd been coming off a year. There wasn't a lot of fun, you know, being in 2011, not playing, being injured. You know, I had more neck surgeries than snaps that year. So John Fox was a big reason why I came to Denver. And we had a great 3 years together, and we had a special team on that Super Bowl team that got beat by a better team. So I just don't do the comparisons. I was grateful to play for him. I've enjoyed playing for Coach Kubiak. He has led us into this position. So I'm grateful and felt fortunate to have played and learned from both of them.
Peyton, Lori Volkman from the Mile High Report. I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about your work with Matt Paradis. You've had Jeff Saturday for years and years, and now you're playing with Matt for only, relatively short time,
right.
But it seems to be working quite well. Can you talk to his work and your work with him?
Yeah, I really enjoy playing with Matt. He really reminds me a lot of Jeff Saturday, the center that I played with in the in Indianapolis. You know, he's smart. He's a student of the game. Obviously. Only his first year starting. I mean, Jeff played for 14 years as a center and had great experience. But I think Matt's off to a just a great start in his career. And he's a tough guy. He's a guy you like kind of having in front of you. You know he's going to fight for you. And the only main difference I say between he and Jeff is he doesn't have the unibrow that Jeff had his second year. And Matt's arms are a lot longer, and doesn't, as far as I know, have an O-line tattoo on his right shoulder like Jeff does. So besides that, though, I see a lot of similarities.
Peyton, Snoop Dogg from the Rich Eisen Show. First of all, can I get a 50% discount on Papa John's pizza when I'm in the state of Colorado?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Second question is, for this big game right here, is it fair to say that you're getting advice from Archie and Eli?
Well, Snoop, I've always enjoyed my conversations with my dad and Eli on as far as things that have to do with the NFL. I had dinner with Eli the other night, and he and I talked about a lot of things. But certainly he played against these guys earlier in the year, and. We talk about the practice routine and kind of the setup, and so he's great to bounce ideas off of. My dad's always been a great sounding board for me throughout my lifetime, and so I'm very grateful to have both of those guys, that have played in the NFL, still are in the NFL, to be able to talk to. So I feel very fortunate.
Peyton, this side, to your right. Thanks so much, Peyton. Emilio León from Fox Sports Mexico. I want to know, Peyton, how easy is for you to let go the memories of Super Bowl 44, Super Bowl 48, and the other one in the same? How concerned are you about this game and how people remembers your legacy?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that. I think you learn something from every game you play in. That's including, you know, all games, but certainly the Super Bowls. And I was fortunate to be on all of those teams. And we won a few years back, and obviously we didn't lose. Obviously, we didn't win the one a couple of years ago here, and we also didn't win one the second time around in Indianapolis. But we got beat by the better team that night, and you learn from it, and it is not easy by any means because you put a lot of hard work into it. But I'm still grateful to be on those teams, played with for a lot of great coaches on those teams, and played with some great players. And so but there's no question that you learn things from all games that you play in.
Mark Kisla, Denver Post. During your life, you've probably heard hundreds of pregame speeches. They always work in the movies.
Right.
Do they work in real life? And would you like the opportunity to speak to the team before this game?
Oh, I think certainly about at this point, Mark, a lot of talking has been done. And if we're counting on a pregame speech to help us, you know, get over the top on Sunday, I think our practices haven't gone real well, and our game plan's not real good. So, you know, Coach Kubiak usually appoints, you know, somebody. I have enjoyed being on this team because I really feel like we have lots of leaders. I don't feel like we have one or two guys who are the clear-cut leaders on this team. We have lots of guys who have great energy, great passion, who do lead both on the field and vocally. So I know Saturday night is a special night, though, because the Hay's in the barn, and our video guy, Steve Boxer, who's great, shows a little highlight tape, and I'm sure he'll have something special ready for us to get guys pumped up. But I guess what I like the most about Saturday night is because Sundays at 3:30 is getting even closer. So I look forward to that.
Hey, Peyton, Jim Trotter, ESPN. You spoke earlier about taking something from each of the coaches you played for.
Right.
I wonder specifically what you've taken, one thing from each individual.
You know, it's hard in a short time here. You know, I think you're my first head coach, you know, Jim Mora, was I was very familiar with him when he coached for the Saints. And so he was tough, disciplinarian, and I think really helped our team. Even though, you know, Coach Dungy came in and took over, Jim Mora taught that team and taught all of us about discipline and about how to be a professional and approach your business and your craft with a serious tone. So I really enjoyed playing for him, and I tell you, he stuck with me that year, all season. We went 3-13, and I led the league in interceptions and still hold the rookie record for interceptions, which I really pray maybe this kid Goff, or, you know, he gets drafted this year, breaks it this year, and, you know, I wish Luck would have broken it, and Eli would have broken it, but you got to be a 16-game starter. We only started 10 games, so it's not one I want to continue to hold, but I tell you, he stuck with me. And there were times where you almost kind of want to come out. Hey, get me out of here because I'm going to throw another one. He goes, no, you're staying in there and you're going to learn. So I learned a lot that year. And we went from 3-13 to 13-3 in just one season because of him sticking with me. So I'll never forget that. Tony Dungy, like I said, you got to check old notes for that, for how I feel about him and what I've learned from him. He was just a special guy to play for, had a unique way of leading and coaching. And no excuses, no explanations was one of his catchphrases. I think that's a good one to always remember. Jim Caldwell was my special quarterbacks coach, a great friend who I spent a ton of time with as my quarterbacks coach. Then he became my head coach. But attention to detail, we had a great routine we did every single day in the film room and on the field. Just attention to detail and taking care of those little things that would sort of take care of the big things. And that had a big influence on me. And then John Fox, like I said, had a great passion for football. Boy, you really wanted to play well for him and make that great throw for him or that great tackle. All the players loved playing for him. And then, like I said, the 1 year I've had with Coach Kubiak, I've enjoyed learning about his philosophies and, you know, certainly learning offense, you know, since he is, you know, especially involved with the offense. And I've enjoyed this whole year. And then, like I said, Coach Fulmer was the best college coach you could have, loyal, tough, stuck with me. And then my high school coach, Tony Reginelli, was truly one of a kind. He was truly one of a kind and a special man. So there's my short answer on all of those coaches. So.
Hi, Peyton.
Hey.
Susie Caldwell, ESPN. This kind of plays off what you were saying to Mike, just in terms of leadership and the anticipation of the game. What has sort of become your Super Bowl game day routine? And what's the intangible that you hope to be able to bring the team this weekend?
Oh, I can't speak to the intangible. I think this experience is so unique for everybody, and it's very it's hard to tell somebody how they're going to feel on Sunday. I mean, it can be extremely emotional. I think you want to avoid it from being overwhelming, but we have some rookies. Obviously, they're going to have a great. Special feeling on Sunday. Owen Daniels is a 10-year veteran, right? Seen it all, but this will be his first Super Bowl. So I think you got to be careful telling somebody how they're going to feel. I think they have to make it natural. Susie, my pregame routine has changed, you know, the past couple of weeks. Since I wasn't playing for a while, I do go out there and throw before the game, and I'll take my buddy Jordan Sunshine Taylor out there and Mike Harrington, our assistant equipment manager, will go out there and throw some routes and come back in the locker room, get dressed, and get ready to go out and play in Super Bowl 50. So I look forward to that. That's part of it, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.